Welcome to the 40K Lorecast.
Welcome to 40K Lorecast with me, John Barsadi, and Brad Chester.
This guy.
And today, we'll be talking through what it's like to join the Astra Militarum, or known as the Imperial Guard, for 30 years of the damn game.
I don't know what that first set of words you said, but we're talking about IG, Imperial Guard, correct?
Yeah, I really never. It was so weird when they flipped that over, where they were like, oh, now they're... Was it 6th edition or 7th edition Codex, where it just became Astra Militarum?
I think it might have been 8th, because that's when they renamed everything to have IP so they could copy it.
I actually didn't know that was a reason. I just remember all of a sudden you're like, Imperial Guard.
That's why Militarum. Eldar became Eldari, because they could trademark certain things on that.
Oh, all right. Well,
they made up their own names, even though they've had literature for forever about the elves.
For those of you born before 1989, and now you know, because knowing is half the battle.
I graduated in 89.
That's not good. Anyway, so today we're focusing on the experience of a guardsman upon joining the guard. Is it all propaganda?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And some of the propaganda is legendary.
We are effectively writing this cast after reading the Imperial Infantryman's Uplifting Primer, because it might be the best thing GW ever
also produced. There is... If you search on YouTube, there's a guy that narrates this and just reads it out.
Yeah.
I was playing Civ 6 while listening to this dude read out the propaganda. And it was right after I read it the first time.
Yeah.
And it is fantastic, because it's actually canon lore.
This is canon lore. It is exceptionally well written. I'm guessing from the book, because it's got a date early 2000s, late 90s. I actually don't know when it came out. It's because it's referenced in the 5th and 3rd edition codexes.
Right, it's early.
Yeah, so it's got to be that 90s. I probably should have looked that up, but we're already recording. I don't know if I'm looking it up now.
Getting up seems hard.
But before we begin, please follow... Like and follow the podcast, because that's what you actually do on Spotify.
And leave a
positive review.
Positive review.
You can leave a negative review, but if you really, really want to leave a negative review, you
just
have
tell
two
us.
Options. One, join our Discord and tell us directly and we will fix it. Or two, find the darkest, quietest room in your house and just shout it into there.
Or find me at a tournament and tell me all about how terrible I am.
Exactly.
Oh, thank you. Thanks to everybody in the Discord that keeps tagging me in Marines can get poisoned.
Well, they can get poisoned, Brad. I'm not the one who wrote the rules wrong. You're the one who actually plays Marines. Sorry. Also, lastly, Brad is not only a host of this podcast, but he's also a coach of 40K. We weren't promoting this enough before. We probably should. For any of you who are looking to kind of play the game more, either on the tabletop or TTS simulators, Brad is available for coaching. You can reach out to him at some email address.
Oldmanbrad40k@gmail.com.
Not helpful. Anyway, just go to the www.the40klorecast.com. He's got a bio there. If you click the bio, it'll email him.
40K
or
Lorecast.
You can try and figure out what he just said from an email address. On to the topic at hand. So let's start off with, Brad, why would you join the Imperial Guard?
Well, obviously, you have undying love for the God Emperor, your savior and protector, the person that is keeping the entire Imperium safe from all comers. And they make it pretty scary, by the way.
They do make it pretty scary. And not just all comers. And also, he's in duress. The key thing about
this is true.
He's not just this... As much as powerful as the God Emperor is, he's also constantly being beset by evil forces.
And he is the only person stopping them. And if you don't help him today, he might die tomorrow.
Yeah. By the way, the GW totally stole this from, like, if you're in the U.S., it's the Uncle Sam. If you're in England, I don't know the name of it. It might just be, what's his nuts? Not Cromwell, let's say Cromwell, because I'm a
Winston widow. Churchill.
Churchill. Why don't know why about Cromwell for a second there?
Why not? Pointing
out at you saying, and actually, it's actually not Churchill. It's a random marshal. By the way, pointing out at you saying, join our army. They stole this from that because it's awesome.
Yeah.
But the truth is, yeah, the emperor did. Well, the truth is, the truth to an imperial guardsman is that the emperor gave his physical self to stop the heresy. You, as an imperial guardsman, you can now go fight side by side with the emperor. He's ethereal, but you're there fighting.
No, but you're, according to this primer, the emperor, remember the battle cry, the emperor protects.
Yep.
And not in a, he's there for you in spirit. No, the emperor.
He is protecting
you. Protecting you with his powerful magic, basically, which isn't completely wrong, by the way.
The other option we should point out after our last cast is we could be talking about the emperor in quotation marks, because it's possible that the emperor that you are here signing up to fight for has four arms.
Also, this is such a bummer after we did the talk about Tyranids, because about half of any GSC ridden planet, their guard isn't the actual, but you've been working for them tirelessly the entire time, and then you have to go, oh man,
I gotta fight Eric and I are friends. Eric's a Tyranid, are you sure? Yeah, he literally shot Sam.
You're like, since I've been 7 years old, I've been fighting for these guys. Yeah. You're like, yeah, you're the bad guy.
Yeah, he's the horrible person, and we need to go kill him and everyone that he's friends with.
You're like, oh, I'm friends with him. Ooh, sorry. Yeah. Also, you should kill him, but also I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, but also there's a commissar who's going to watch you kill him.
The afternoon schedule is going to be bad for you.
Yeah. The funny part, though, is, as we said in the last one, is that the guys who are in the Imperial Guard who are actually part of Genius Hunter Cult may be the best soldiers in that army, too, because they're so desperate.
Rocking up the numbers.
Yeah, they're like, he's the bravest soldier I've ever seen. Did you see Bob fight? Yeah, Bob is brave. Yeah, Bob really believes in the Emperor.
Bob's also really fast and strong.
Yeah, he's incredibly fast, incredibly strong. I'm pretty sure he got shot 5 times. Nope. Those were all glancing blows. Bob is just fine. Fast forward 40 years when the sky is falling with spores. Turns out Bob's a dick.
Bummer. Shouldn't have made him your god.
Another good reason, though, to join the guard is you live in Hive City, and life sucks.
Imperial Guard, well, the propaganda is pretty good. Also, even if you knew the truth, you'd still probably join the guard because of Hive City.
Yeah, if you're in the bottom rung of a Hive City and you know the truth of what will happen to you in the guard and you know the truth of what will happen if you stay in the Hive City, the guard's the right call. Yeah. I'm sorry.
You're like, at least I'm getting fed and semi-paid.
Yeah. I mean, otherwise you're going to work in live in a tiny box and then be recycled. So like the joke I made here, and it's true, is that your best chance to interact with nobility when you're in a Hive City is to die, be turned into the corpse starch that they eat. Like, at least because the truth is, if you join the guard, you do have a chance to end up on a planet.
Corpse starch is gross. If you've seen Snowpiercer, it's basically that.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, the game's old enough. It's, what's it called, green? It's,
Soylent Green.
Soylent Green.
Yeah. Is people.
Yeah. I mean, but also, maybe you just need to get away from something. Did you piss off a local gang?
Yes. I mean, right about the time that you just decided to stand up for your rights and then found out how little rights you actually have in the Imperium.
Like those kids that have been harassing you and everyone around you that you said someone should go do something about. So maybe you hit one of them and then a Imperial fist explained to you that those are his recruits.
And you're instantly going to be killed.
Time to get off planet.
I'm going to leave. Or if just an Inquisitor shows up and you happen to have talked to somebody that might have known.
Time to go.
You're like, I think that guy might have known the mailman of the daughter of the guy that may have seen a Chaos cultist walk by one time. You're like, yeah, I'm off planet.
Yeah, you get off planet. Or just even simple one. The one I more laugh at is, yeah, you actually do know what's going on. Maybe you're like an Arbite or whatever it is. And you now have like stumbled upon a Genius Hunter cult infection on your planet.
Oh,
you have two choices. One, tell someone about it. Two, leave. If you have any knowledge of how the Imperium functions, you go option two. Yeah.
You send an anonymous email.
Yeah. On your way off planet. Yeah. Like, yeah, I don't know what happened.
As you're about to warp.
Yeah, you're going never going to see any of you again, and neither will the Imperium. The Imperial Guard will get you off planet. is it going to get worse? I mean, to quote Monty Python, yeah, making it worse. How could it be any worse? And he has always, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah. It's one of the best lines of that entire movie. But the biggest reason you joined the Imperial Guard is what, Brad?
Well, a big old ship shows up and you get on the ship because everybody that doesn't get on the ship gets shot in the face.
Yeah. It's not a choice here, guys.
Sometimes they don't even really tell you what you're getting on the ship for.
Yeah. You were part of the Planetary Defense Force. Yeah, I was. It was this local militia, and we kind of policed the streets and everything. Neat. Now you're in the Imperial Guard.
Roll that one back, because that's the most. However, if they're not meeting their numbers and you're a baker happen to be outside,
yeah,
just joined the guard.
I forgot about that bit. They used to, this is older lore and the older codex, they did refer to that. They basically had press gangs wandering around a la England in like the
1600s. They legitimately had a counter and you're like, we were supposed to pick up 10,000. We only got 9,000. Grab those people. And people are like, what? Yes,
it's a guy with groceries. Just like, wait, what? I mean, it's all corpse starch, but still, I was going to go home and make something with this. And like, all right, I guess I'm going here. Thanks for the last
one. I'm in the guard. You guys know that I literally am a farmer. You're like, not anymore.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, okay.
But what's going to happen to me? Nothing great. Well, no, I'm sorry. We're doing some Imperial Primer. Lots of things great. Good news. Good for news for you,
citizen. Good news. We've just changed your life for the better.
We're wasting your life away just making widgets. Now you get to do something with your life for the Emperor. Also, this is a commissar.
Yeah. He doesn't look super excited.
Why is that guy scowling at me with his weird hat? Oh, we're going to explain it.
Don't worry about him. He also looks like he's not a full part of any of these platoons.
Worry about him. He's here to support you in the largest air quotes that have ever been written. But so what to expect? You are now a member of the Imperial Guard. Well,
sorry.
I had fun writing these notes.
I know. Screw it. I'm just going over the notes right now. So congratulations, you're part of the Guard. The best is I couldn't stop laughing because, well, I play the game and I read the lore. And the top thing, and this is part of the primer, you are now part of the greatest fighting force the universe has ever known, which isn't technically wrong.
Yeah.
You have the greatest weaponry. Wow. That is like bananas pants wrong. The best armor. You don't. I mean, you know some guys. You'll see some guys probably.
Yeah, you'll see a Terminator armor who will actually go down to your rifle, though.
But my favorite is just because of the way we fight. Well, I say I love we. Yeah, but the greatest tactics.
Yeah.
The base tactic of the I'm sorry, there's a bunch of great tactician.
Yeah.
But the overview of the Imperium is we have more people than anyone else.
We are the rabbits of the galaxy.
We'll just grind you down. Mm-hmm. Oh.
But they also the best leadership.
Weirdly enough.
It depends on the book you're reading.
It's the book you're reading, but also it's hard to say that you have better leadership with people that can see into the future.
But you're missing the best part. You also have the full protection of the Golden Throne.
That's true.
So you're nigh invincible. Who's really going to be able to stand up to the might of the Imperium and the power of the Emperor?
You have to give
only an idiot or a coward would oppose the Imperium.
That is, by the way, an actual quote from it.
Yeah, I pulled that straight out of the book, and I'm like, yeah, we're writing this one down. Also, length of service. Here's the even better news. Your length of service in the Guard is not a set period of time. You're not fighting the Guard for 10 years and 20 years. You only have to fight for one engagement.
I mean,
that's all it is, a single engagement. And like we said, you have the light of the Emperor behind you. One single engagement, and you're good to go. The Imperium will triumph, and you will retire to live on one of the newly settled planets that we are conquering in this galaxy thanks to your contribution.
That's so great. Because
especially on the Eastern Fringe. There's some nice ones out there.
Only one engagement. I love that. I'm going to wait for the Tau people to find out. But I love that there's one engagement. And the fact is the engagement never ends.
Yeah. It's like, well, it's one engagement. Well, what is the engagement? The elimination of the Tyranids.
Going to be a while.
It's going to be a rough one. Okay, well, what if I'm not in that one? Oh, we're going to close the Eye of Terror.
Which is now the Rift.
Isn't it the Rift now? Yeah, we're going to close it. Oh, what are we building? We're not building anything. We're just going to shoot everything that comes out of it.
Like, but then it doesn't close. You're like, yeah, now you're getting
it. Don't worry. We got this. Trust me. If we just kill enough of them, it'll close. You'll find out. So now that you're in the Guard, what do you start learning? And I think the first thing you learn is, sure, a lot of rules around here.
Well, also, you have to find that. You also find out that, hey, if you don't follow the rules, actually, it's not even that. Whoa, that sounded way too leaning. Yeah. I felt like a heretic just saying that. Yeah. Don't question the rules. Just follow the rules. You just get shot if you don't.
Well, yeah, there's lots of rules, but the rules are important. And the reason we have the rules is that you have to follow all of them under pain and or death, usually both.
Both. I'm saying it's just
but they exist though for a good reason. Because every guardsman is a critical piece of the war against their enemies. Like a guardsman, people forget that a guardsman is an unfettered killing machine. And you can't just let an unfettered killing machine operate with impunity. We have to have rules for what, for the incredible force we are going to turn you into. We got to have rules in place or else the galaxy would just fall apart by individual guardsmen just going
dominating planets.
Just, yeah. How would you ever stop them? So a couple of the key rules, cowardice,
shot,
drunk on duty,
flogged and probably shot,
striking an officer.
I mean, shot and then probably shot while you're dead again.
Yeah. Failure to salute.
That one, you don't get shot. Yeah. You just get beaten until you almost die.
Yeah. My favorite one is disrespecting an officer. Their opinion.
Yeah.
Not yours. Their opinion.
Yep. Also, shot.
Complaining about how an officer treated you.
You put down flogged by said officer, but oftentimes it ends with you being shot after he flogged you.
Yeah. But I do like that whoever you complain about beats you.
Yeah. And then, actually, that's a better point. The person you complained about beats you, and then someone else shoots you. You're just like, oh, man, that was seriously, the worst.
This book is gold. Fighting another soldier.
This is wildly different, because for some unknown reason, if John and I get in a fight in the bar, we get hanged.
Yeah, we don't want to waste a bolter shot on them. One of my favorite ones is not showing enough love towards the Emperor. Which is like, I mean, what kind of a monster would do this?
And also, this is even worse. We might talk about this a smidge later. Penal colony, which then you're asking someone to shoot you. Yeah. You're like, I will try to escape as much as humanly possible just to try to get you to kill.
Now, not showing enough love towards the Emperor is different than making a negative comment about the Emperor.
Oh, that's, no.
Just flogged and shot.
Flogged and shot.
My other one is, worshipping a false idol.
You want to get flogged and shot because they turn you into a servitor, which a servitor, I mean, some of the servitors completely have no awareness. No,
yeah.
But the worst type of servitor, when you do it just right.
Yeah. Just got to just
still has consciousness. Or
just correct. The biggest one though is harboring a psyker, which this is crazy.
This is
in the primer, by the
yes.
way. We didn't make also, this up.
So they whip you, which, yes, of course they do. They're flogged everybody. Yeah. But then for some reason, they blind you.
Yeah, they take your eyes out, and then they hang you.
Yeah. You're just like, why?
Why the extra step? Also, no trial, by the way. If an officer decides you did this, it's over. Remember, that's not because your officer is a psychopath. It's because the ever-guiding light of the Emperor is within them. So there can't be a mistake.
Correct.
Because the Emperor sees all and sees all through
your orders.
Commanding officer or commissar.
You were issued orders. Just deal with them.
Yeah. But it's not all bad, though. I mean, that's all the bad stuff. Let's talk about the good stuff.
I mean, there's so much more bad stuff.
It's mostly good. Come on. You're going to be trained in the ways of war by the Imperium of Mankind, the most successful military
in ever, the galaxy,
in the history of the galaxy. Don't sell them short. You will be molded into a you'll be coming from a man or woman, because the guard, by the way, even though all the models are male, in the lore it is cross
because they grab everybody.
Which would also honestly just make sense. Like you don't if you're trying to wage a war against the galaxy, you don't only use 50% of your freaking citizens.
No, you literally look like a whale going for scrotum. Just pulling everything.
Just get everything. We're gonna turn you into a weapon of war. And that, I mean, it's going to look like a lot of marching and listening to rules, but that's just how
also,
you get really good.
Lots of preaching.
But that's how you get good in the arts of warfare. I mean, it is, if you can't walk in line, I mean, you're going to get hand-to-hand combat, ranged combat, artillery combat, utilizing the Emperor's might, not with psychic powers. That's important.
Because the ship that you cruised on would have been very dark,
very, very different. And the best part is we're going to teach you how to identify and defeat all the foes of mankind, knowing all their weaknesses. And the good news about that, and we'll get to it in a little bit, is all of the enemies of mankind are riddled with exploitable weaknesses.
Wild weaknesses.
I mean, it is pretty, it's like really, once you've really been trained properly by the guard, you'll realize how little a threat a Tyranid Gene Stealer actually is.
Because you're also equipped with Imperial Guard equipment, which is top tier.
It is the greatest equipment ever created. You know, you are going to, because remember when you were stuck on that hive world building all of those things? Now you get to reap the rewards.
Even though you're not wearing any of those.
They're giving you a las rifle. We're getting this in a second, but we are going to give you the greatest weaponry, clothing, armor, food. You won't need it, but medical care, just in the rare situation that you make a mistake and get injured.
And it's definitely on you, by the way.
You're also going to be transported around in some of the most sophisticated and well-built ships and craft ever. In 65 million years, nothing.
I do want to do the side note on that, because that's one of my favorites. Because when they do the lore from the other aspect, when they talk about Eldar and other races seeing our ships, and they talk about all of our ships as being nightmares inside of them.
Yeah. It's like, what the hell happened? Why did they make this?
Like, is this some sort of prison ship? Like, are you punishing people? Nope, that's just how we build them. You're like, why would you do that to anyone?
I honestly believe that the Necrons could talk. They would walk into some of those ships and be like, seriously, guys, this is cold.
Yeah. We're robots, and this
we're
is
robots weird. who have like no outward feeling whatsoever. And we're like, we at least put paint on the wall. Now, remember, as an Imperial Guardsman, you only have yourself to blame if something doesn't go right.
Well, also,
the Imperium has put up great expense and effort to outfit you with the greatest weaponry, armor, and equipment in the entire galaxy,
with also the greatest training.
Yeah, and the greatest training. So all you need to do is basic. Pray to the Emperor, clean and maintain your equipment, obey your commander, follow the manual.
And the manual actually does have an answer to everything. However, they're terrible answers. But they do have really an answer to everything.
Yeah. Oh, they're damn amazing. We're going to dig into some of them here. I mean, so we'll start with your basics. The most powerful weapon in the galaxy.
The last gun.
The last rifle.
Also,
the last rifle.
Sorry. Known by everyone in 40K when you play as I'm going to shoot my flashlights.
I'm going to shoot my flashlights at you. Your last gun is a marvel of technology. Nothing ever built has been more reliable, accurate, or powerful than it. It can even take incredible amounts of abuse. You can hit people with it. You can drop it. You can put it in mud. You can submerge it. You can use it as a digging tool.
You know, weirdly enough, that isn't just propaganda on that part.
Yeah, but there is a side note on that. If you take your las rifle and you submerge it in water, get it dirty, or hit something with it, that is a violation of the treatment of your rifle, according to your handbook, and you will be shot accordingly.
I mean, yeah. I mean, this looks a little bit at odds with the way you were just told.
Yeah. So, given the power and capabilities of a lasgun, you do need to make sure that you take care of it.
Oh God, and we're going to talk about the litanies. Hold on, I got to get my chi together, everyone.
These are my favorite part of this. Come on. So there are certain things you have to do when taking care of your las rifle. It's not just that you have to actually do them, but you also have to make sure that you're expressing the proper love of the Emperor while doing it. So, Brad, if I'm, let's say I wanted to put a new power pack in my rifle, what should I do?
You have to do the litany of loading. Okay. Which, by the way, when I say litanies, these are not short prayers.
They're not bad. They're quick poems. They're in the back of the primer, by the way. You can look them all.
I'm just saying. It's not like you're like, hope this magazine works.
It's not two words.
Yeah.
It's quite a few.
And also, you're supposed to do this in battle.
Oh, no, yeah. This is all live. You can do this ahead of time because then the Emperor won't know you need him. Same with if your power pack is empty and you have to unload your power pack.
It's a two-step process. You have to do a litany of loading and a litany of unloading.
Yeah.
It's not fast. You might get killed while this is happening.
But if, let's say, once you're back at base after conquering your enemy, you have to disassemble your lasgun, you better make sure you do the litany of the lasgun.
When you're disassembling, this is one of my favorites because after you've just fought, obviously one of the low-powered, low-technology fights you're going to fight.
Yeah.
And you go back and you're also cleaning out your pants because you probably just pooed yourself because it's the scariest thing in the universe. You're just like, hey, man.
You're not a space marine. You do poop.
Yeah. And also, again, you were told all this in my primer, and then, I don't know, a hive tyrant, a demon prince, a wraith showed up and materialized in the middle of people, and you're like, hey, man. I'm Brad, some dude from Earth. This was pretty scary, man.
But you still got to disassemble your lasgun.
And I have to do the litany. And while I'm currently working through my now trauma, if I don't do the litany, a ever-present commissar will shoot you in the face.
But it's good news. But also don't forget, when you put that las rifle back together, do your litany of completion. Because otherwise, there's really no purpose to it. And then when you probably got pretty dirty while fighting your demon prince. So make sure you do your litany of cleanliness after polishing.
Oh, we're going to go into one of my favorite because it's about to be the most important. Because if you don't do the litany of unjamming, I mean, you could clear out, you know, the rifle, or you could say a prayer to unjam your weapon.
Now, let me be honest. I think when I have a guard army, I play it on occasion. I think maybe next time when I'm shooting with my las rifles, before I shoot, I should just do the litany of unjamming.
To make sure you get maximum shots?
I bet you I'll hit more.
I think you will. Emperor.
I actually would.
John, Emperor
and I
protects.
I will never do this for the record, but I would love to buy a bunch of loaded dice.
Okay.
Just go to a tournament and constantly just do litany of unjamming or litany of accuracy and then roll.
I'm going to go one up on you. We talked about this. I wanted someone to do it, but you have to make it. It can't be like loaded, like, you know, cheat type dice. It has to be loaded like they can only roll a six ever dice.
I could make a bunch of dice. I actually just pick a bunch of dice that are all like fives and sixes.
Yeah.
And it's because I said the litany, I get to roll those.
And you have to make them wildly counterweighted, so they just like rock back and
I'm
forth.
I'm just saying I would make.
All of them.
I'd make a six-sided die that's all fives and sixes.
Don't even make it fives and sixes. Make it only sixes.
Well, that would be the litany of accuracy.
That's true. My bad.
So I will say the other one is to remember that if you don't do the correct litany, you will anger the machine spirit.
Which sadly, this is actually a real thing.
Yeah, the machine spirit.
All of these other things are complete and total idiocy and trash. However, weirdly enough, they have embodied multiple vehicles
with a machine spirit.
And that is actually something that will get mad at you and not work.
So I would also remind everyone, it's important as Imperial Guardsmen, because that's what we're talking about here. If you are found with a non-functioning lasgun,
oh, it's your fault.
You will be shot.
It's 100% your fault.
Why did you not recite the correct litany?
Yeah. I mean, you could have had your gun jammed because it's basically full of blood from everyone dying around you and getting their bodies exploded by psychic attacks.
Why would that affect the last gun rifle, Brad? It's a perfectly designed weapon.
Clearly.
Maybe if you just, if you'd recite the litany of cleanliness, all that blood wouldn't have gotten inside of it. Just calling a spade here. Now, there may be moments that will come up to you as a guardsman where you're actually outnumbered and your las rifle's not enough. Good news. You have been issued an Imperial frag grenade.
The way that they tell you to use these is fantastic.
We'll be right back after a quick break. It's time to accept it. The holidays are upon us, and finding gifts for people is never easy or really fun. Luckily, we at the 40K Lorecast have a new sponsor, which will help you make your holiday shopping fast and easy. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Add some personalization to your holiday shopping with Uncommon Goods. Did I go there and buy the game Fart Bingo? Yeah, I did. Is it for my child to play with his friends? We'll go with, yeah. At the same time, I was able to get a cocktail smoker. So yeah, those are probably all for me. Anyway, that's what's great about Uncommon Goods. They have uncommon, get it, collection of items you can choose from, allowing you to pick up a fun variety of items this holiday season. You'll find thousands of gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. So, shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/40klore, 40klore. That's uncommongoods.com/40klore for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
So it's very simple system. Twist the timer to set. Pull the pin.
Say the prayer of ignition.
Throw it at the enemy. Now, before throwing at the enemy, make sure you also recite the Ode of Timing and the Chant of Accuracy.
Woe is you if you don't know these or if you speak in a slow cadence.
Mm-hmm. It's very important. Now, remember, if you fail to take out your opponents with a frag grenade, you really have only yourself to blame.
Well, yeah, obviously. That's goes without saying.
Now, there may be also moments where, as a guardsman, the enemy will shoot at you. Good news. Every guardsman, no matter what world you come from or how low your birth, is equipped with state-of-the-art armaments that will ensure your survival on the battlefield. Side note, in the history of the Imperium, no guardsman has ever recorded as dying due to armor malfunction.
It's hard for a bulletproof vest to malfunction because that's what you're wearing, kids.
You are wearing flak armor. It is specifically designed for the combat you're going to encounter in the galaxy.
As long as the encounter is people trying to shoot you center mass with something that is a 45 millimeter or less.
Yeah. At a good distance, not up close.
Well, no, whoa. That's crazy.
Not up close. So all you have to do, but you're underselling it. It is overlapping.
True. It does stop some all energy weapons.
Just for the listeners to understand, when I say this is overlapping armor, feel free to look up any picture of an Imperial Guardsman to see how overlapping this armor is.
It's a bulletproof vest. You do have a helmet, though.
Some guys have pauldrons, not Catachans.
No, they do not.
Not Catachans. And there might
be they have vests. They're not even wearing.
They're topless. Catachan.
No, I'm saying I didn't mean bulletproof vests. I mean, some of the guys are wearing just vests.
Yeah, no, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, most of them are topless, I'm saying, but they're wearing I'm getting ready for my stripper at a wedding thing.
Imbued with the light of the Emperor, Brad. Why are you not following this system?
I didn't know that Timmy that was working at Vegas stripping had the same armor.
You know what? I think I know the problem. Brad doesn't understand that these guys are reciting the litany of protection and the ritual of strength before going to war.
True. That is a big deal.
It's important. Also, if your armor is found to not be clean,
you get killed.
You will be shot. Now, some guardsmen a very specific group primarily, will find themselves in a hostile atmosphere.
Death worlds.
Yeah, or worse yet, an enemy that's using barbaric tactics like chemical or poison warfare.
Which we use constantly.
Yeah. Don't worry. Luckily for you, not the Space Marines, but for you, we have a solution in place.
How are guardsmen better at dealing with poison than Marines?
From the rules, they're not. But as I was writing this, I was thinking how awesome it would be if Krieg was like immune to poison.
Pissed me off so much.
Anyway, every guardsman is issued a state-of-the-art gas mask.
As long as that state and art is somewhere around 1940.
Yeah, no, 1917.
Let me let you. That's true. We're gonna do more World War
One. You're doing the wrong war.
Yeah, my bad.
This is the one where it comes from. So the mask is to be adorned whenever your commander says so. When you do so, as always, if you die from poison or from whatever chemical it is, it's because you forgot to recite the litany of vacuum as placing it on your face.
I love that these are actual things, by the way. I want everybody to know. It's not like we're just like...
Yeah, we are not making any of this up.
Like, this isn't
0% of today's...
This isn't tongue-in-cheek, ha-ha. Yeah. This is straight from multiple GW sources, and it is all of the litany. We haven't even talked about the litany to start.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
One of my other ones, too, is that while wearing your gas mask, the entire time you're fighting, while also reciting litanies of accuracy and litanies of time, in other words, you need to be constantly lit and reciting both the profession of faith and the litany of protection so that none of the alien gas gets in your mask.
Duh.
So you do that the whole time you're fighting at all times. Otherwise, the mask may fail. Another really important point is that do not, under any circumstances, try to inspect or repair the canister that is attached to your gas mask. That is for a tech seer only.
And who has an entire different set of litanies. Yeah.
And I'm quoting here, its interworkings are impossible for a guardsman to understand. So don't try. If you do try, and we see you doing it,
you will be shot.
You will be shot.
We're seeing a common theme here, by the way.
Yeah. Now, once joining the guard, you may notice some of your other soldiers are different. Because the Imperial Guard is made up of all citizens of the Imperium. The Emperor's love extends to all of his subjects, no matter what world they come from, no matter what their background.
All of his citizens.
Yeah, they are all equal.
Unless you get too abhuman, then no.
Well, those aren't citizens. Those are abominations.
Those are dirty Xenos.
And should be slaughtered.
Unless you're really useful, cough, cough, bully grin. But
we'll get to them in a second. Yeah. So, yeah, no matter, there's just some of them may be more brash than others, but remember, you are here together to conquer the foes of the Emperor. Although, if you do see someone doing things that are forbidden,
this is so good.
You better report it immediately.
Or you'll be shot.
Yeah. Failure to report a fellow soldier's improper actions, you will be executed.
You got to take that to the next level. If they find out someone's doing something that was in with you and you didn't report it, and then you go to the next part of it, which is, why didn't you know about it?
Of course.
You will also still be shot. Moral of the story, if someone's doing some shit that they're not supposed to do, kill them secretly and quietly and move on with your life is pretty much what you're supposed to do.
One of the most important things you need to know as a guardsman is your command structure. Know your rank and every rank above you, and understand how to identify everyone's rank around you. Anyone above you, they tell you what to do, you will do it. Anyone below you trying to tell you what to do, she'll be reprimanded instantly.
Yeah.
By the way, at your own discretion, you decide. One exception here are the commissars.
Commissars pretty much operate independent of the chain of command. They can be snuffed out by, I guess, big wigs, you know what I mean? Like Solar is not going to be telling what to do.
But it's okay. But commissars shouldn't be snuffed out because the Immortal Emperor and his wisdom and divinity has charged these noble soldiers with upholding his will on the battlefront.
I love that you say they lead his forces with zeal. They don't ever lead. They're in the front lines.
Yeah.
Right behind the front lines.
Well, that's why it says in the Imperial Primer, should you ever feel that your nerve is fraying and you're look to your commissar for inspiration. Because believe me, he's looking at you.
Yeah, that was the best part about the commissars. Weirdly enough, they're not really looking over the battlefield that often.
Yeah. The commissar, should you falter, just know your commissar sees all. And he's got a bolter that doesn't just work against the enemy.
Weirdly enough, it seems to be aimed at the back of a lot of people's heads. Mm-hmm. Don't worry. He's a motivational speaker.
Very motivational speaker. Because he just shot Eric.
In the head.
Yeah.
Eric almost turned and ran.
Yeah. Eric said, oh no. And then Eric's head exploded from behind.
And then the rest of us got much braver.
But you also will have tech priests serving next to you. This equipment we're giving you is highly technical. And it's you could not maintain it. But don't worry. The Adeptus Mechanicus has granted us their best, only their best tech priests to help maintain all of your equipment.
Not really sure why I gave John the okay symbol.
Yeah, it's fine. This is beautiful stuff. Now, a key part about your tech priest. If a tech priest becomes endangered by an enemy force, it is the job of every guardsman to lay their life down in protection of these critical assets. Because if we don't have a tech priest, nothing's going to work.
Ever. So,
yeah. But you may sit there and say to yourself, well, what if I do feel fear in the battlefront and I don't want to get shot in the back of the head? Has the Imperium thought of me?
Luckily for you, we have priests to spread the word of the Emperor. Mm-hmm. Also, to spread the word of the Emperor to planets that haven't heard of the word of the Emperor.
Because a lot of the worlds you will be sent to haven't discovered the light of the Emperor. Like, I don't know, a filthy cow people who seem to have the wrong opinion. Don't worry. We've equipped you with priests to help you spread the light, but also these ecclesiarch masters will be there to help drive you on the battlefront so you can feel the light of the Emperor as you charge into your enemy forces.
I'm just thinking about how, on a quick aside to get out of our character mojo here, how insanely annoying would it be that you've just escaped with your life. You had this battle. Luckily, you didn't die. Everybody's surprised at this.
Yeah.
You're mumbling all your litanies so no one shoots you while you're doing them. And then you have one of these priests just giving his rousing, shitty performance that he got kicked out of high school drama for about how awesome the love of the Emperor is. And all you're doing is going, man, I sure hope I don't die tonight.
Yeah, this sucks. Like, just spoiler alert, this sucks.
Like, if you could just be quiet for just a second.
Can you just please just like, shut
tone it down, even just settle it down for just a minute. But instead, they're in your base camp inspiring video.
You also may have a Primaris Psyker assigned to you, not to be confused with regular Psykers who are to be shot on sight.
Well, they're obviously heretics.
Yeah. They are an unfortunate need in our fight against the heretics because they can help turn the tide against our most evil foes. But
they also have a group of people with them.
Yeah.
Whose job, I guess I'm doing full air quotes on this, handlers, there's a bunch of guys that are pointed at the Psyker to shoot him if anything goes wrong. Mm-hmm.
But even with those people, there's some very simple rules for every guardsman when interacting with the Psyker. Do not speak to the Psyker. Do not look the Psyker in the eye. However, if you see the Psyker or their handlers acting in a strange way,
Shoot them right away. Don't take the chances.
Mm-hmm. Because while they're designed to be your ally, you need to understand a Psyker can be a foe in an instant.
Always Heretics can be anywhere.
Mm-hmm. You also, depending on where you're from, may have never seen an abhuman, not to be confused with a xeno.
This is one of my favorite parts about the Imperium. It just gives me the Doc Holliday. Awesome. There, apparently, Wyatt, there is no limit to my hypocrisy. And I know I ruined that line, but yes, that's basically what he says. And that is what the Imperium does, because they go, kill all xenos, all mutants. Well, wait a second. What is your mutation?
What are you good at?
That seems like fairly useful. Okay, don't kill that one.
Yeah, that one's a lot. So the first one we'll discuss that you may be sitting with would be an Ogryn.
I mean, you shouldn't sit with the Ogryn.
Yeah, you don't want to sit with the Ogryn. It does kind of suck a little bit. But while they are very low intelligence, to the point where some of them can't speak.
Freaking Ogryn. Because they're an ogre.
They're an ogre. Know that they love the Emperor maybe so more than you do.
Yeah, I mean, yes, they do.
And in combat, they can handle even the greatest of the Emperor's opponents. However, they can be confused easily.
One of my favorites is that they had to be accompanied. This is a rule. They had to be accompanied by a leader, because if they weren't accompanied by a leader, they wouldn't get in vehicles. And the rule was, it's dark in there.
Oh, we'll cover that. Yeah, it's one of my favorite rules about Ogryn. Like, yeah, there's a solid A-team reference that goes on with Ogryn.
Oh, yeah.
We'll cover the next cast.
There's just B.A. Baroxing everybody.
We'll cover the next cast. But yeah, Ogryn are fun. The other one you may get, Seerun, are Rattlings. While they are smaller than you and have hairy feet, cough, cough, they're hobbits. They do have incredible eyesight. And so we use them as snipers.
They have weird telescopic eyesight, actually. Yeah.
So while you may find their temperament and their presence unnerving, no, they are critical to your war effort.
However, if you found another race that wasn't as useful, you have to kill them immediately.
Oh, no. These are only two. Look to your commander. They will tell you.
Am I saying? You're not making decisions.
Look to your commander. Your commander will be very clear to you in which of the species you're allowed to keep and which ones you're not. So let's spend some time talking about what your role will be in the Imperial Guard. Because all guardsmen are expected to perform for the Imperium, but the Imperium is intelligent and all-knowing, and it knows that some of you will excel in certain areas versus others. Those of you who are very good at stealth will be employed as a scout. Not the children that Brad used to use, tabletop, to scream out orcs.
Hurtful. They should have been immune to poison, at least. No, they didn't have full power armor.
They didn't have full power armor.
They definitely they were susceptible to poison.
So those of you who are there, you will be granted the honor of being able to move ahead of your regiment, completely exposed.
Weirdly enough, this might actually be safer than a lot of the other engagements, though.
Well, it's important because you're going to go and search for the enemies to learn their movements, record their size of their forces, and discover the attack opportunities for your fellow guardsmen.
Which is a kind of a bummer sometimes when you meet your opponent's scouting units, which have magic.
Nope. Fine, they have magic, but you know what you have?
The
litany of stealth.
Stealth, it's true. So you just I'll just say the litany of stealth and the protection of the Emperor. Yeah.
So all you need to do is recite the litany of stealth, kill the opponent's scouts. You may want to say a prayer of invisibility to help you to make it even more useful when scouting in hostile territory. But be sure to eliminate any enemy scouts before going.
Whoa. Silently.
Always silently. Come on. Wouldn't want to alert them. For those of you who are not granted by the Emperor's will to be good at stealth and scouting, you will be able to go out on patrol. Thanks to your brave scout comrades, though, don't worry. You will know where all the enemies are, their position, and their weakness.
Every single guard story that I've ever read, whoever's on patrol always instantly dies. It's the beginning of every
Star Trek red shirts.
Yeah, it's whatever chapter begins with a battle, it's always whoever's on patrol duty instantly gets in usually a terrible way.
Well, you know why? Because in the novels you read, they don't do step three here, which is make sure you shout the litany of smiting before you attack the foe. In the books you read, where they recited the litany of smiting?
They did not once.
They did not, you see? And that's why it didn't work out.
Because they didn't remember also, obviously, they didn't take it to heart that the enemies of mankind are
weak
and cowardly.
Yeah. And so it seems pretty basic to me. Now, you will spend most of your time in the guarding, for lack of a better phrase.
You know what? We're gonna dump propaganda for just a second in the guard for this. Fun, yeah. Because guarding freaking rocks.
Yeah.
It sucks, but it's like the best thing that can happen.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, if you're just sitting guarding an installation, a fortress, you know, a research facility, full air quotes because we did this last week, facility. If you're just sitting on one of these, there's a chance, and pray to the damn emperor, that nothing actually happens. Yeah. Especially if you were towards the inner core, if you're going Star Wars.
Not maybe not on Cadia.
No. But I'm saying, if you're just guarding one of the logistic aggro worlds,
yeah,
there's a good chance nothing actually happens. I mean, you're going to get ruined when something actually does happen, but this is like the pinnacle of what a guardsman's life is. Man, I'm on boring guard duty. Yes, I hit the lotto.
Now, what do you do on guard duty? Well, you stand vigilant and alert for any movement because the life of you and your fellow soldiers are at hand. Now,
remember what happens if you don't remain vigilant?
Yep.
You get shot.
Also, though, if you see suspicious activity, you are to raise the alarm. However, raising a false alarm could expose us to the enemy. You will be shot.
It's so fantastic with that.
So if you see something, don't say something, investigate the something.
And immediately get killed.
But also, if you leave your post to investigate that something,
you will be shot.
You will be shot.
I mean, we've got a good system going here.
I don't see what could go wrong. Now, the most important act that a guardsman will do is attacking the enemy head on. This is critical to our war effort. Now, it may sound you will join the billions who have come before you.
And it's actually, that's a low number. It is way more.
It's quadrillions. It's untold numbers. Ooh. But it's okay. It may sound like a monumental task, but don't think of it that way. You've got armor, as we've discussed.
I mean,
you've got artillery.
You don't have armor, but
mechanized combat. Heavy weapons and more. All the full might of the Imperium is going to be brought to bear and will then be used to bring all of our enemies under the heel of the Emperor.
You know, this part of the propaganda is actually pretty decently accurate, though, propaganda.
Yeah.
You are actually bringing wildly powerful tanks and heavy 100%. Weapons.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not using any of them unless you get upgraded, but... There are these things do exist.
The most upgraded member of the Imperial Guard is still kind of adorable compared to a custode.
Everybody's adorable compared to a custode. The custodes
look at their stuff and go, yeah, all right, that's neat.
But it is nice to be one of the guys that's in a mortar crew in the middle of nowhere.
That's true. Yeah, you mortar crew Rattlings actually kind of have it pretty good, if I'm being honest.
Rattlings unfortunately are forward deployers, so like people get real annoyed that they exist and occasionally do something about it.
But they also don't have commissars.
Yeah, true.
Just saying. So the last thing you are entrusted, always remember, as a member of the Imperial Guard, you are entrusted with the security of the guard itself. Enemies are of mankind, they are cowards. So they're not going to fight you in a stand up fight because they could never win.
Where they can never win because your weaponry, technology,
and your tactics
are so much beyond them.
So they will use subterfuge to undermine you. So it's critical that every member of the Imperial Guard keeps a close eye on their peers. Now, when we say peer, we mean peer, not superiors.
It's not superior.
If what we said before, we'll say it again. Should you accuse a superior officer of being an enemy of mankind, you will be shot.
One of my favorites, there's multiple stories about this, and there's little things in the guard. When people have been possessed and or acting irrational.
Yeah.
And you can't tell anything about it. So if your immediate over you is doing something jacked, you're just like, okay, everybody has to kill him. And then we just pretend that Tim's always been Lieutenant Tim. And you just move on with life. But that happens like a lot.
It does. You're right. I read the stories where they think whoever most resembles the commander. Yeah. Like,
nobody knows.
You're him now. But I'm not. Yeah, but no one's ever seen his family. Yeah. So we're good.
Yeah, right? Like there's so many of us. We're faceless and innumerable. You know what I mean?
Either all of us die or we kill him and you are now Commander Eric.
Yeah.
Your choice.
Thanks, Commander Eric. And they're like, but I haven't been. Shooting this guy.
Shut up. Now, the last piece that you really need to make sure you know as an Imperial Guard is how to handle all the enemies of mankind.
Pause on this because we're about to get super psyched up. All of these things are in the primer.
Yeah.
And this is wildly the funniest thing in the primer.
Oh, it's the best. So the first one we'll dive into, obviously, is what to do with the orcs. So while they are of significant size and stature, they are no less susceptible to a guardsman's trusty las rifle than any other being. It's important to remember that. They are remarkably low intelligence. And honestly, the most simple tactics will easily overwhelm the orc brain.
They'll just stand there.
Yeah, and they'll be rendered useless. Highly primitive weaponry. Their guns routinely jam and misfire. That's actually not wrong. They almost never hit their target.
Also not wrong.
So keep low and you'll be invincible.
Unless they get there.
Yeah. No, but it's okay if they get there because their melee weapons are in a constant state of disrepair. They'll likely break while striking your flak armor.
That first part, fairly accurate. Second part,
not
wildly
so
inaccurate.
They are highly unarmored. A well-placed las rifle shot
will actually kill. Yeah.
Well, I mean, actually, in the primer, it does refer to them. They'll take out the war boss. You just shoot him in the face with your las rifle.
You got to think about how many guardsmen were wildly in disbelief as their las gun hit a war boss in the face. And the war boss turned and went, Why
did you? Now I'm mad.
Yeah, I'm so angry.
I fight a war where I like to fight opponents. I didn't think you were a threat. Now I'm going.
I wasn't even sure you were a combatant until now. I'm definitely killing you.
I thought you were watching. But it's a key thing that through numerous battles, we have proven time and time again, orcs are no match for the Imperial Guardsman that remembers and follows their training. Although some of you will, of course, get deployed to the Eastern Fringe, where the Tyranid threat is, and we say threat in quotes, in quotations here, the Tyranid presence is a
word. I'm reading this part because this is one of my favorite parts.
Jump it down.
This is directly from the primer, and I also looked this up in two different writings. This is in like a third edition codex also. Mm-hmm. Tyranids are an unintelligent race from beyond the stars. Yeah. Like, I mean, the opposite of that is bananas true. They have an intelligence that we can't fathom, but you know, whatever. And the better part is, if they were intelligent, they would realize that they're up against mankind and they would immediately leave the galaxy in search of anything else because they know they cannot win.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong about this? I see we did three casts that all back this up completely.
I mean, number two is not wrong.
No, they are governed by a centralized intelligence. So when combating the Tyranids, all you have to do is just kill the biggest Tyranid that you see and all the smaller ones will fall apart.
Unless you shoot the non-synapse, but yeah, whatever.
But it's okay because they also have minimal armor protection. You can be easily penetrated by Imperial.
Yeah, weapons. Especially the bigger ones. Almost never.
Yeah, my favorite one in this was that the Tyranids are slow and cumbersome. And this was actually referring specifically to gene stealers, that they were slow, cumbersome, and their claws were not very pointy.
And they probably can't get through your flak armor.
Yep. So just take your time and aim carefully. And you'll
Because you definitely have time. Because it's going to take them forever to get over
here. Now, should they get close to you, look to your commissar for inspiration.
To be fair, again, we give commissars shit, but some of the best, most badass people in the Imperium are commissars, because apparently every commissar is bonkersville nuts.
They're all ex-special forces. That's actually the truth. I'm coming to the next cast, but all commissars are formal.
Because like those dudes, while they're really ready to shoot people to try to run away, also when shit goes down, those dudes are like, same shit, different day.
A commissar will, if a hive tyrant breaches the lines, you can expect the commissar to walk up to that hive tyrant holding a sword and a pistol and say, bring it, bitch. Like that is
he is one commissar's negative. Awesome. That's a lie. Kaifus Kane beat a hive tyrant.
Yeah, he did. And it's funny. I'll be candid as someone who owns a guard army. I wish commissars were more badass in combat than they are. It's actually kind of annoying. I'd be like, wait again.
Guard you could name them all Kaifus Kane. Yeah. Also, if you ever read his novels, they're the most hilarious shit ever.
All right. Now, the next one we're going to cover, little spoiler alert here. The Imperial Uplifting Primer was written before Tau in the game. And if you think I was going to miss an opportunity.
I love that I literally went, when I first looked at these notes, I went, Tau?
Yeah, Tau weren't in there.
Tau weren't in there, and John went, they are now.
They are now. Because if you think I'm going to skip this opportunity, you're out of your mind. Anyway, Tau are a nefarious race who are trying to undermine the Emperor by sowing seeds of doubt. So most importantly, beware of their lies of peace and community. They have no understanding of the power of the Imperium and just don't understand his greatness.
The power of the Emperor.
Yeah. Any Imperial Guardsman found in possession of Tau literature will be shot. Now, the good news is, and this is actually kind of true, they are the easiest to kill of all the Xenos species. They are smaller and weaker.
If they're not in their suits. Their suits are significant.
Those suits are slow. I'm getting there. You know, they are smaller and weaker with inferior weaponry and tactics. The Tau, a Tau poses no threat to a properly trained guardsman. Their large armor carapaces are full of weaknesses that can be exploited and are very slow moving.
I mean, you're not wrong that if a guardsman fought a Tau in Queensberry Rules fisticuffs, the guardsman would beat the crap out of them.
But it's okay. But honestly, those battle suits are full of exploitable holes. There's nothing. There's always like flaws in the armor.
I'm just imagining how many meals a Riptide could eat sitting behind the guard line if there wasn't any heavy tanks.
Just like, you guys still shooting at me?
Yeah, I'm still eating, guys. I'll be with you in a little bit.
I'm going to kill all of you in 2 minutes. But this soup's going to get cold. Yeah. And I don't feel like eating it cold because this isn't an issue.
And I spent a lot on, you know, Grubhub to deliver to this war zone. So
now, you may occasionally find yourselves against the Eldar.
This is my I'm such an Eldar homer that the first line pisses me off so much.
Which one? While they're most similar to humans, they are a poor copy at best.
Eldar have basically ninja reflexes and movement and intelligence compared to...
No. The primer is clear. They are weaker and less intelligent than even the most basic Imperial citizen.
The immortal guy quote the Inquisitors, disturbing to watch move because they're so fast and precise in their movement.
It's Inquisitors.
Chumps.
It's because the Inquisitors are bitches.
Because Eldar are nothing more than space pirates, clearly.
Exactly. Well, that's what they are. They are nothing more than space pirates. That's why they raid the weak and then they retreat at the first sign of resistance.
I mean, you know what? That is... It's not wrong. Yeah, it's not wrong.
And you need to be, and as a guardsman, you should be aware of their attempts to use stealth and surprise. So you're better off using your superior stealth and tactics to trap and kill them before they could cowardly run away.
I love that they're phasing in and out of reality and using the webway to jump in and out.
The other, actually, Brad and I are both Eldar players. The other top-tier line of the primaries.
Oh, this is so good.
In battle, Eldar use highly antiquated technology.
I mean, as far as how old it is,
yes,
also not wrong. They
are antique technology. Antiquated, I would not use the word I would use.
It is still light years ahead of our technology, but it is really old.
Because they are fast. Because they are fast, they are lightly armored, and they can easily be brought down by the superior firepower of the guard. Also, their soldiers are this way. They're frail. They're thin. A las rifle can, you know, or just the butt of your rifle can remove any of them, including a striking scorpion.
I mean, if you're fighting guardians, though, I'll give you that.
Fighting guardians, true, yeah.
Because you were also fighting, like, the guys that were making cookies before,
I was a baker. What am I doing now? You're shooting them. All right. I'm still better at this.
Yeah, I've still been alive for 500 years.
So now, you do want to be, one issue with the Eldar is you be aware of their psykers. Unfortunately, these filthy Xenos have employed psykers in their forces. And unlike unregulated psykers, these are to be killed with immediate prejudice.
Much prejudice.
What if their taint spread to the other Eldar or maybe another race? So at the first sign of an Eldar psyker, you need to eliminate them. On that note, the greatest threat to mankind is, of course, corruption.
But the best part about that is, remember, the Imperium doesn't let people know that chaos exists.
Okay, but that varies by codex.
Yes.
A little bit. That's what's interesting.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like third, fifth edition codex. Yeah, they did.
Right.
Seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, it went away.
Right. Yeah. So, like, you may or may not know that chaos exists, but you do know that some people are filthy non-emperor worshippers, and that's basically the same thing.
That's true. It does refer to this in the primaries, that these traitors, while they look like men, they look like, men, like your fellow citizens, they cannot be saved. And even if they could be saved, they don't deserve it.
No. Just kill them.
Kill all of them. They will be purged from the galaxy to make room for those who do love the Emperor. Now, while some of them may appear mutated, remember, they are no real threat to you. Just recite the libation to the Emperor while fighting them, and the Emperor's light will just remove them from your...
One of my favorites, anybody that plays the game, sorry, I want to go to the... Because when I read the notes for this, and all I thought of this is accursed cultists running up with their advance and charge, plus one to hit, plus one to wound, hitting a unit of guardsmen, and you just going, I'll just recite my prayer, and one of the good guys just rips you in half.
Yeah, it's just like, but I'm reciting the prayer. No, I don't.
And they're using you to hit other guardsmen.
So after you defeat all of these enemies. Easily. Couple key things. Do not look upon the tokens that are left behind by the Foul Trainers. That is for your commissars and priests to handle.
Well, this goes... We didn't really cover this. One of the biggest things about this is don't touch, don't look at corrupted items, Xenos items, basically anything that's not your Lasgun.
I mean, let's make it easier. You finish the battle, don't touch anything.
Yeah.
Just simple thing.
Pretty much. That's
true. Walk away, don't touch anything. Your commissars, your priests, and other, you know, retunes to your military army may be there. Side note, ratlings loot battlefields. We'll cover that.
Like constantly.
That they're actually kind of hilarious in that regard. So, congratulations. You are a member of the Imperial Guard. You now have everything you need to know to stand and fight for the Emperor. Your duty and effort will be what drives humanity to victory in the galaxy. Very simple. But to follow up the full cast, what do you have to do?
Keep faith in the Emperor and praise him.
Obey the commands of your superiors.
Remember your training, which occasionally is nothing because sometimes they round up everybody and put them in front of the rest of the big tanks.
I mean, it's still, they train you on the way there. Enemy,
kind of.
That way, trigger here.
Yeah, there's a reason that we used to have 50-man conscript squad.
We did. They also used to have penal colony. conscripts, which actually is kind of cool.
Again, when you round up guys to sit in front of stuff, you're like, hey, we're going to fight Tyranids. What do we need? Well, if we just put like bodies in front of us, it'll take like a while to murder all of them and we'll shoot them while they're doing that.
We'll cover it more in later casts, but the Guard are probably one of the armies in my mind have their earlier codexes are just so much better than the current codexes.
Bonkers better.
Not, and I'm just saying like lore rules, not in the sense of like, oh, well, this tank was better performing there. Just the army was funnier.
They were also had one of the things we'll cover in the next is one of my favorites. And I'm going to ask everybody to throw this in the Discord. Mm-hmm. If you've played, if you've read the lore and stuff, for instance, one of my favorites is the fact that Guard just had multiple factions in detachments. Or they were detachments at the time.
Regiments.
Yeah. They could just fire into combat because they did not care about you at all.
Yeah. Oh, you could artillery into combat.
The rest of the game said, if I grab John, no one can shoot at me because I'm in combat with John's platoon.
Yeah.
These guys just went.
Didn't feel that way.
It was the Coruscants.
It was the Coruscants. Oh, it was the Coruscants. Oh, they were even worse.
Yeah. They went, yeah, good to hear, man. It'll be easy. They're all grouped up fighting.
Yeah, so I know where the enemy is. Yeah, they're right over there. They're next to your friends. Right. But where's the enemy? Cool.
That's back when blast templates existed. Yeah, exactly. You're like, they're so close together now. We can get so many more per shell.
We should do a cast of blast templates and how they actually were awesome. A lot of yelling, but they were hilarious.
TV die.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, with that, let's conclude this episode of the 40K Lorecast. We hope you guys enjoyed this little foray into the Imperial Guard recruitment. Next week, we're going to start a two-part dive into actual Guard lore. This is more Guard lore than that lore, but whatever. But we're going to focus on what the Guard are, how they function, and then we'll get into eventually the different regiments within. We're going to leave out, I'm saying this now with a further guest, we're going to leave out the character stories because...
What's that? Oh, sorry. I heard a voice coming from nowhere. Well, but it was probably nothing,
John. Bits and pieces. What I'm saying is we will have to do a cast or maybe two just on Gaunt's Ghosts. I mean, that's
if you think I'm not going to bring up Kyphus Kane as much as I humanly possibly can.
I mean, but Creed, it is the greatest. The reason why we're not going to cover them is honestly the greatest stories I think in 40K or fall between Inquisition and the Imperial Guard.
Oh, here, I'll either make people super excited or piss them off. I'm going to end this cast with Solar Marcarius is wildly better than Solar Leonidas.
Oh, that's not even, you're wrong if you disagree with that. I'm sorry, but like, no. Anyway, so with that, this is John Barsotti and Brad Chester.
Scott.
See you guys next week.